Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I've been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of. You know what I mean? I don't have to do this all the time, do I? Head up to JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. A lot going on up the website, too. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can do all kinds of stuff up there. And I do want you to get involved. You do need to get involved, right? The smarter people than I in the chat room, I say that all the time, but I mean it. They are smart. Just look at what they, you know, go in there and see what they're doing. Right? You'll see I'm telling you the truth. Tom DelVicaro is going to join me after the break. I always enjoy his time. You know, he was the chairman of the California Party here for years in
California.
And he's got a really good grasp on politics as a whole, obviously. But especially here in California, which doesn't make, I say it all the time, it makes absolutely no sense to me that Republicans / conservatives hold the majority of the small local offices and can't make the jump to the state. Now, I know this year, California Teachers Association put $3 million, which doesn't sound like a lot. All right? $3 million, California. But bear in mind that the average school board race in California, if you're talking about high school, if it's a high school kind of race where it encompasses junior highs and high schools, you're looking at probably $30,000, $35,000 to run a race like that. And think about that. In a small community, that's a lot of money. If you're K through 12, you can get higher than that. You get $50,000 or $60,000. When you get down at the regular elementary level, well, you could probably get away with about $5,000 total. Really. So the teacher student is coming in, and based on what you're running for and what you need to do, they're funding at least half, if not more, of your race. So $3 million goes a long way. There's 1,000 districts in California every other year. Either 3 seats are up or 2 seats are up. About 8 years ago, it used to be that the school board, the city council, local races were on the odd years. So they weren't on the same year as a presidential race. They weren't on the same year as a congressional race. So you could focus more on them. Your message didn't get lost in the mailbox like everybody else's. And the Dems figured that out. And so now they made it so they moved these races to they're on the same years as presidential and congressional races, figuring now they only have to get people to come out, you know, once every other year. They're not spending crazy money and they're getting people to show up. You got to be involved and you got to be engaged. Simply voting for somebody doesn't cut it anymore. Simply sending somebody a check for $100 doesn't cut it anymore. right? Republican Congressman-elect Mike Lawler, he flipped New York State. I mean, New York, there is redemption, I guess. I don't know. The Republicans did pick up some major wins. A lot of it in New York. Now, Congressman-elect Michael Lawler flipped the state's 17th congressional district against Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee Chair Sean Patrick Maloney. Lawler told reporters at a press conference that Maloney, who was in charge of protecting the House Democrats' majority in Congress, conceded the historic loss. Right, and it marks the first time that a sitting House campaign committee chair since 1992 lost a seat. Let that sink in. New York Congressman-elect Anthony D'Esposito. He said his Democrat opponent, Laura Gillen, conceded the 4th congressional district. And it is one after the other. Right? Another seat that was flipped is in their 3rd congressional district. So you're seeing seats where Republicans almost were just being thrown to the wolves over, now taking. Now, here's the deal. You know, you heard this term a million times. Now it's ours to lose, right? It is ours to lose. When I say ours, I'm speaking of the generic Republican term, ours. If these guys don't do anything when they get in there, if they don't stick up for the people like they said they were going to, if they don't make those uncomfortable decisions as they agreed that they would, they will not get back in. That simple. Now, I'm going to tease Tom with this when he comes on, because I get a big kick out of this. When people say they trust the American people, I'm sorry. But I watched in my own local race that there was a person that pulled out of the race. And she picked up a boatload. I mean, matter of fact, in the first sweep or two, she actually was beating the person that was running. Right? And we have another person who pulled out of the race a while back for city council, and he ended up getting over 1,000 votes. Do we have 1,000 brain-dead people? Was it a protest vote? I don't know. But why would you waste a vote? You know, and Memphis elected a dead Democrat. It doesn't stop there. It happened in Pennsylvania, too. Come see your host, Free Tom Del Beccaro. Maybe he can help me figure this out. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was going to
do. I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, you can always send me a question, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Let me just bring him on. I'm having so much fun tonight with talking about the red dribble that went across the country this week. Tom Del Vaccaro joins me. He's an acclaimed author, speaker, and former chairman of the California Republican Party in his book, The Divided Era, How We Got Here, I mean, Keys to America's Reconciliation. And I think that's a short answer, which is just do away with the Democrat Party. It's that simple. Tom, how are we doing?
How are you? Great to be on. Congratulations on your success.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the help I got from you and your organization. And I'm surprised, truly, watching what was happening everywhere else in the country. So I'm happy, but I was surprised nonetheless. You know, we've talked about this before. Before you go national for a minute, we've kind of talked about this before where I said to you, it seems in California, we Republicans / conservatives are able to get on and maintain being on water boards, city councils, you know, school boards. But we can't make that jump to the state level. Give me some thoughts.
It's an interesting election cycle for Republicans. 4 years ago, all of the statewide candidates finished at around 62%. Right now, they're hovering at 57%. What's the reason for that? Still a lot of votes to count, which is pathetic.
So over a million in Los Angeles County.
Yeah, so we'll have to see where they ultimately finish. You have two candidates that were not supported by the national Republicans, Scott Baugh and Brian Marriott, within a point of their of incumbents.
Wow.
I found that to be interesting. California Republicans don't have a good brand. They don't offer a program or a contract with California or an agenda for voters, so it's an uphill fight. But right now, you know, with so many votes to count, and it's going to take a while, but, you know, you had Lonnie Chen running for controller, finished the best since Bill Simon ran against in 2003 when he ran against Gray Davis. So other than
Governor Newsom, somebody was giving me a hard time earlier tonight. He said, oh, they called it for him at a minute after 8. I said, they could have called it for him at a minute after 8 a.m. All right?
Look, you live in a state where there's a 20-point registration advantage. You're not shocked by these things.
No.
I do think there was a lack of enthusiasm on the Democrats' part. They're not going to, just like Biden said, they're not going to change any of their policies. Crimes can continue to be an issue here. Gas prices will continue to be an issue here. And it will erode support. Enough to make a difference? Well, you have to start somewhere.
Yeah, well, like I said, you tend to be a little more optimistic than I am. You know, again, I was going to say that Newsom didn't spend 7.5 cents on campaign ads. I mean, the man virtually did absolutely nothing but show up in other areas to try to help people. I mean, showed up here to help out Christy Smith, and she still got trounced on.
Yeah, it's a difficult state. There's no doubt about it. We are sorting ourselves as we transition into the national discussion. We are sorting ourselves into red and blue states, red and blue counties, red and blue districts.
Yep.
And as we do that, increasingly more difficult for crossover voting to make a difference or for the minority party to have a chance. And what you saw nationally in part was that we're quite unlikely to have very large pendulum swings in the future. And Obama lost 63 seats, actually predicted 65 that year. He lost 63 seats. And in doing that, he was probably the last guy to lose such a large amount for some period of time. And so I think it was always overstated how many the Democrats were going to lose. But look, the House, if you had asked me right now, I'd say the Republicans would finish at 219, which is barely enough, but it is a majority. On the other hand, I think it's quite possible they get to 52 Senate seats, which is a majority, and that's important.
Yeah, I you know, again, we talked about this red wave. We talked about, you know, what is it going to take to start voting these Dems out of office? And I'm not saying that as a Republican. I'm saying that as somebody that looks at what's going on, look at some of the legislation they push through and pass. Are people not paying attention? Are we that ignorant? I mean, I don't understand.
Well, look, 44% of the economy is government spending. Somebody's receiving all of those checks.
That's right.
To a very, very large degree, we had become a semi-socialist country. I know we don't have, quote, state-owned salt mines, and we haven't nationalized things like they used to do in the 70s in England, but we completely regulate huge companies, AT&T, everything they do is ultra-regulated, and the government spends more money than any other industry, let alone any other company. So we've become semi-socialist. A lot of people depend on government. You have such a divided red and blue that large waves that we had just 10 years ago aren't going to happen. And so the Republicans were starting out at over 200, and they're going to gain just a little bit. And they're going to get the House, and then we'll talk about the Senate.
Yeah. You're making me sick, but that's okay. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. U.S. Senate control hung in the balance while Republicans moved closer to securing a majority in the House of Representatives on Wednesday, a day after Democrats outperformed expectations and avoided a Republican red wave in midterm elections. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu ordered his troops to withdraw from the west bank of the Dnipro River near strategic southern Ukrainian city of Kherson in a significant setback for Moscow and potential turning point in the war. Ukraine reacted with caution to Wednesday's announcement, saying some Russian forces were still in Kherson and additional Russian manpower was being sent to the region. Former U.S. President Donald Trump on Wednesday lost a bid to delay the appointment of a watchdog at his real estate company, which is facing a civil fraud lawsuit by the New York State Attorney General. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Mateen, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Send me an email if you wish. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. Let me bring him in. Tom Del Vaccaro joins me as he does from time to time. Always appreciate his time with us. He's an author, a speaker, former chairman of the California Republican Party, and his book, The Divided Era, which you can still find on Amazon, How We Got Here and the Keys to America's Reconciliation. I have my way of doing it, but nobody else would like it. Anyway, Tom, thanks for being with me.
Great to be on. So we covered last time the fact that we're so divided and so gerrymandered, and we've sorted ourselves out, that these pendulum swings simply won't be as large. The next aspect of what happened last night is we need to remember, with regard to the Senate, there were 7 or 8 more Republican seats up than Democrat seats, so this, meaning we had to defend them. So this really wasn't the year where we should make huge gains, even though we are, I think, still going to be able to take the Senate. 2 years from now, that flips, and it's mostly Democrats, significantly more Democrats, 7 or 8 more Democrats who have to defend, and that's a year where we can pick up 2 or 3 more. So this wasn't the year going into it, like if you would have thought, that this was our big year. One of the biggest dynamics we learned yesterday is, plain and simple, the Democrats will vote for a Democrat no matter who it is, and the Republicans are fighting each other and unwilling to do that. The Democrats voted for Fetterman, who should not even be a dog catcher, and the Republicans were fighting over whether Dr. Oz was good enough for the establishment Republicans in that state and in Washington, and or whether he was chosen by Trump, so that means he isn't our guy. That cost them the race. They would rather fight than unite and take over the Senate. And if that dynamic continues, where the Democrats, no matter who they put up, no matter how weak they vote for them, including the president, and the Republicans fight each other over the Tea Party Trump wing of the party and the establishment wing of the party, we're going to continue to lose races like this. And that was a major dynamic last night and cost us the Pennsylvania Senate seat and likely a lot, many, many more. Now, there was an incredible bright spot, 3 of them. Iowa now is a clean sweep red state. It used to be you had to watch that on election night. You will not have to watch that in 2024. Florida is a red state. And this is a big blow to the Democrats, because that used to be contested. Obama won that state. You can take that state off the board right now, 2 years from now. That's 30 electoral votes. It's a red state. Ohio, it continues to develop into not quite the red state that Florida is, but it's pretty red.
Hey, I want to interrupt you because I just saw a news note that said Arizona is now at 50-50. And Lake is confident that once the ballots are totally counted, she will be the next governor.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. We can get to Arizona. Let me finish with Ohio. It is absolutely essential that Republicans win Ohio to win the presidency. They never won it without it. So the fact that it's becoming deeper red and DeWine just crushed his opponent is a big deal. Let's look at Arizona. The truth with Arizona is, and why Republicans have to stop just voting on Election Day, I mean, if we all did that, okay, but we don't, because the Democrats vote early, and then we try and catch up. But what happened in part with Arizona is they had machine malfunctions.
Right.
And as a result, people didn't get to vote. But there are 400,000 votes there that they were counting. Two-thirds to three-quarters of those were going Republican. So Arizona should elect a Republican, should elect Blake Masters and Kari Lake. If that happens, that's a big deal because Nevada is switching too. It's going to be very hard for the Democrats to come back in Nevada, which means that Republicans can get 51 Senate seats just on those two, and then you have the Herschel Walker. But those are the dynamics. The Republicans cannot fight each other to death and expect to win like we have been.
You know, I'm still the Oz and Fetterman. How does anybody with two brain cells at work vote for a man that, I mean, I'm not putting him down because he's a Democrat. He has a medical issue. I've been around people. I live with somebody who's had a stroke. That man cannot be making decisions for our safety, for our security. Probably won't make any decisions. He'll do whatever he's told to do.
You're right, but that is how committed Democrats are. Look, Pennsylvania elected a guy who died.
I know. So did Tennessee.
And another guy is in danger. He had a stroke from emanated from his heart or related to his heart. 60% of those people have another stroke or die within 5 years. It's a 6-year term. So. He's risking his life, and stress is the worst thing you can do. So, but Democrat loyalty to the ticket. Look, they voted almost to the same degree on Bonta, Attorney General, as they did Newsom. What does that tell you? Bonta's a nobody. He's not even no experience at Attorney General other than a sudden appointment.
Right.
And what does that tell you? That they will vote for him no matter what. Did you get a link on that Arizona story?
No, I'll find it while we're talking. The other thing I want to hit you up with is we were talking about during the break. I said the thing that the Dems have done tremendously is this Fear the Republicans campaign. Okay? And think about it. Republicans did great in New York. New York. And, you know, seats that haven't gone Republican in decades. And I think they just finally got sick of it. But you look at the difference between, you brought it up, Florida and California. What's the difference in messaging? What is taking place? What's making the massive change?
Look, I've been on your show before, and I have discussed with you, and I said that socialism's never sold on its merits, sold on fear. And that goes back two millenniums. At the end of the 200s, when the Roman Emperor Diocletian was taking over companies or industries. He said, I have to do this because literally the barbarians are at the gate. That's where that emanated from. All, the entire Soviet-turned-Russia system is built on propaganda saying the United States is going to take over the world and destroy Russia. So they hate the United States and they give up freedoms. It's the same thing the Democrats are doing. If you don't vote for us, they'll destroy democracy. If you don't vote for us, they are they're going to, you know, you'll be poor, you'll be uneducated, on and on, you fill in the blank. And so that's just what they're doing. They can't say they did anything good. So they say, it's not our fault, it's the greedy people's fault, it's the oil company's fault, and the other side's really bad people. That's how socialists run throughout all of history, and they're going to keep it up.
Yeah, just, again, it's just all this stuff is just amazing to me. And, it's, and you know, our founding fathers, you know this, our founding fathers were dead worried about this. They were worried that the parties would take over, the parties would be more important than the actual country. And you're watching that playing out big time over the, you've been tracking longer than I have, but over the last couple of decades, haven't you?
Well, I hate to disagree with you very much at all. At the outset, George Washington was very worried that the country wouldn't even get a footing. And he didn't want, I guess we're going to finish after the break.
You're going to finish it on the other side of the break. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Tom Del Beccaro joins you right after the break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Joe, the senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Dan for 70. New study finds that highly processed food is linked to premature death. The study cost, or Brazil spent $20 million on the study. I would have done it for $1.5 million. Next time, come see me. And I would have got you your results a heck of a lot faster. Anyway, JoeMessina.com. Head out to JoeMessina.com where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Tom DelVaccaro joins me. He's an acclaimed author, speaker, former chairman of the California Republican Party, and his book, The Divided Era, can still be found on Amazon.com. And, Tom, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Always great to be on. Let me quickly finish that Washington story. Washington was actually incredibly, he had a genius for understanding how to lead. And he knew that the Constitution was bitterly fought its passage, and it became very partisan. And so he wanted anyone involved with his administration. He said, we can't become partisan or we'll never actually get this enterprise off the ground. And, of course, Jefferson was very partisan, fought bitterly with Hamilton. Madison wasn't, and Adams. And eventually, Adams and Jefferson, who were lining up to be the next presidents, got bitter as well. So famously, when Washington walks away, he warned us about factions because the American experiment hadn't yet solidified. But it's human nature to be this partisan, especially, and this is what the divided era is about, when you understand that every decision government makes picks a winner and a loser and someone to pay for it, and when it gets to be half the economy, you're going to have this bitter fighting. So every time you vote for more government, you're actually voting for division. It is that simple. And that's where we are today. The Democrats are very disciplined. They look at government not only as a provider of jobs, but where they take their social causes. Republicans don't view it as where they get their jobs and doesn't want government, by and large, to undertake their social causes. But the reason why government always grows is because the advocates for government are in the government business. The advocates for freedom, by definition, aren't. And that lack of balance, that manner in which one side is far more motivated than the other, is one of the reasons government always grows.
Yeah. You know, but this partisanship, it's always been around. I get it. But it's never been, or as I perceive it, it's never been as nasty, really, and as violent as it's been over the last couple of decades. No? Yes?
You think so? Well, the last couple of decades are the divided era, but you need to remember that the Adams versus Jefferson was brutal.
Oh, yeah.
The things they said.
Yep.
But the last two decades is roughly the divided period, the mid-90s till today. And it is continuing to ramp up as social media does, but also how God knows. Keep in mind that government's three times the size it is. Then when Reagan said government's not the solution, government's the problem. It's three times larger. And so, yes, this nastiness and fighting is growing because the stakes are growing. And when the stakes grow, division grows. And, you know, the Democrat. Look, you had Carl Reiner 2 days ago on MSNBC saying the Republicans would do anything to win, including kill people. I mean, he actually said that.
Oh, I know. Apparently, he hasn't. He doesn't know the Clintons, but that's beside the point. Anyway, you had Joe Lieberman, who I saw in Newsmax, and a few others, James Carville, talking about the Dems of old, and not that the Dems have any major changes in their integrity, but you know, this is not the direction to go. And Lieberman said, "I don't know this party. I don't know who these people are." You know,
well,
Carville went off on them too.
Because when socialism gets a hold of a party, it doesn't let go. And this is where the Democrats are. They're never going to let go of this, never, in the next 20, 30 years, our lifetime. Socialists believe in uniformity and any means to get to that conformity. And look at the Labor Party. They have ground themselves into irrelevance because they continue to say that capitalism has ruined everything, the poor are poor because of the rich, and on and on and on, and people don't buy it anymore. But the American left, they're going to keep doing that.
Yeah, I agree with you. They're going to do whatever they can, to your point, to maintain power, to keep power.
But that doesn't mean that Republicans are going to easily win until they realize what it takes to defeat socialism, and they better start studying Florida and Glenn Youngkin as to how to do that.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was just going to bring this up to you. Was if Trump didn't teach them anything, he taught them to stop being nice in these debates, in these forums, what have you, because in the last year or so, I've seen them start pushing back more in these debates, in these forums. Before, Republicans would take the beating or take the comments from the Democrats, you know, I don't agree with that, and then move on. Now they're actually calling them out on what they're saying, calling them out as liars, calling them out as not telling the truth. That's got to work in our favor eventually. It's not going to do it overnight, is it?
No, it isn't. But the reason Youngkin won, in my view, was not only that he tapped into an angst, but very importantly, he had a plan of what he wanted to do. He had a plan of action.
Right.
The reason why we didn't do as well yesterday as we could have, one of the reasons, is because Republicans had no, they didn't offer a plan of action.
Oh, you're right.
They didn't say that inflation's bad, here's our way out. And so they were just waiting on the Democrats to fall. That's not good enough in the divided era.
No. No, I totally agree with you. And that's kind of my complaint with some of these opponents or some of these people that get up there and they give their speech and they go, they gave nothing. They gave no plan. They didn't tell me what, you know, I had one candidate tell me that we don't get our fair share of the, here in Los Angeles County, of the homeless money. And it's like, okay, that's great. What is that number? Don't know. What would you do with it once you got it? Don't know. No plan. You know, a great talking point, but no plan. So I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think this is just ridiculous, and you need to have a full plan through when you're up there to let voters know what you're willing to do for them. All right, Tom, how do people find you?
PoliticalVanguard.com. And I look forward to beyond.
Frequently.
When this all shakes out, let's get together again and kibitz some more, all right?
Yeah, I enjoy it. Next time you bring the pasta, though. Anyway.
All right.
Joe Messina. Thanks a lot, Tom. Have a great night.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tom is definitely has his finger on the pulse of what's going on in politics. And has for quite a few years. I keep telling you people, it starts local. It always starts local. And these people get elected locally to your school boards, city councils, that kind of thing. You think they move on from there. They don't stop there. So that's why you need to make sure when you're electing these people, when you're working with these people, when you want to bring them on, that they're good people. 855-732-5563. You want to make sure that they're willing to do what they said to them before you elevate them to another position. I've seen people go from school board to city council and then on to state assembly or to the state house. I mean, are we for real here? Is this really the people you want doing this when they haven't even finished their terms? You're okay with all of this? So stop doing that thing where you think everybody's kind of on the same page. You think everybody's in your corner because you've heard them talk. No, no, no. What somebody says is one thing. What they do, totally different. Totally different. All right. Listen, we're here every day. Check us out, JoeMessina.com. JoeMessina.com. Check out the stories, the guests. Always try to bring on. If you've got a guest, a topic, something you want us to actually take a look at, it's really simple. Just send me an email. Joe@therealside.com, Joe@therealside.com. And you know what? We'll try to get a hold of the author. We'll try to get a hold of that person and try to bring them on. Listen, God bless. Always appreciate the time that you're with me. And when somebody says to you, look at trust the American people. Remember, they elected Obama twice. They elected a dead person in Memphis, a dead person in Pennsylvania. I don't know. Catch you tomorrow.